A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS. Bullandbranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
The famed Arlington Million may be over, but the exciting racing season is not, with plenty of fun events and exciting racing yet to come. This weekend at Arlington is a first-ever whiskey and spirit tasting. Also coming up over the next couple of months is the always popular Party in the Park After Dark and the second Binney's Wine Tasting event in September. All that, and who knows, maybe you'll get lucky and win a few bucks with edge-of-your-seat excitement on the track. Arlington, running through September 23rd. For tickets and a rundown of events, go to arlingtonpark.com. Do you think you know fantasy football? If you do, then The Score and Great Clips want you. Come on out to Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village from 7 to 9 p.m. Thursday to audition for your chance to be the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert and join The Score's fantasy show for 1 hour each Sunday. Brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great.
When you look into their eyes, you see a fighting spirit burning within that will never stop, that will never give in. There will always be battles to fight. To win them, there will always be Marines. Join the fight at marines.com.
How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just after 3 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves individual tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 11 o'clock for the home opener. That's coming up on October 14th. And the remainder of the season, visit ChicagoWolves.com for the complete schedule. Goodbye Bourbonnais, hello Lake Forest for the Bears, who are done down south, but will return to their digs up here to finish the preseason with game number 2 coming up on Saturday night out in Arizona. And here's John Fox summing up camp while in Bourbonnais.
Well, I think, you know, I kind of like that we have competition, you know, at a lot of spots. You know, I like the guys' effort so far, the way they've gone about it for the most part. And we're still, I know we're breaking camp, you know, from Bourbonnais, but, you know, we're still in camp mode at Hollis. We still have a lot of work to do.
Turning to baseball, Jose Quintana will try and get the Cubs' homestand off to a positive start tonight here at Wrigley Field. He'll be on the mound for the Northsiders, who have a game here every day this week. The Reds are in town for the first four, and then it's Toronto here on the weekend. And the Cubs start tonight leading the Central by one game over second place St. Louis, two over Milwaukee, and three over Pittsburgh. As for the White Sox, they're off today. They'll be in action tomorrow night out in Los Angeles facing the Dodgers. And in college football news, longtime Arkansas coach Frank Broyles has passed away at the age of 92. Hurry into AutoZone for the hot deals on the parts and supplies you need. Right now, get a $20 AutoZone gift card by mail and rebate when you buy select automotive batteries. Restrictions and details apply. Limit two. Get in the zone. Auto Zone. This scoreboard update brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way later this evening at 6:30, Mark Rohde's pregame show, and that's followed by the game against the Reds, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Can I get back to football, or...
Zach Zaidman is in studio with us right here in the Hyundai Studios. Zach Zaidman, who's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman, is following the busy Chicago Bears. There's a lot going on. There's a new kicker in town, and there's some practice issues. Camp's over already. Unbelievable.
Man, there's nothing better than when you're done with Bourbon A and you're making that ride up 57, and then all of a sudden you curve onto the Dan Ryan and you start to see the skyline. You take a deep breath and you go, yes.
It's here.
I'm back.
Yeah, man.
And football's right around the corner because it's... I don't know what they're going to look like this year, but I think that's part of the fun.
Bad.
Defense's going to be all right, though.
But you could You could have...
Yeah, but you're going to have to hold teams to two.
This is Lovie Smith football coming back in your face.
Nah. Without the turnovers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the punt game and the running game mattering so much.
Yeah, but that special teams game was enormous. You know, think about it. They're still trying to replace the great special teamers of yesteryear.
Yeah.
I mean, they had arguably at one point the best special teams coordinator in football, arguably at one point the best long snapper in football.
That's not arguable. That's
cement.
Yeah, that's locked and loaded. Absolutely.
You will not come on these airwaves and disparage one Patrick Manley.
Perhaps the best long snapper in the history of the National Football League.
There you go.
There's no doubt in my mind they had the best return man in the history of the National Football League.
Yep.
And Robbie Gould, when he was here during that heyday, was as good...
A top three accuracy kicker all time.
As right. any kicker in the National Football League because of the circumstances. When you're kicking out at Soldier Field, and you guys remember the merry-go-round prior to Robbie Gould, between Paul Edinger and Robbie Gould, they couldn't find... It's a tough place to kick. So let's start with Roberto Aguayo, the new guy that they bring in. You know, there was nothing wrong with Connor Barth, I think, in
there
terms...
There is. He's not dead. But did they kill him?
The late Connor Barth. Right.
He was on fire today
because he hit everything, right?
Everything, according to the head coach of the Chicago Bears, John Fox, out in practice, which was closed to the public. I think that the thing that stood out about Barth is the fact that he's been okay from a field goal standpoint, but the kick coverage was terrible in the preseason opener against the Broncos. The Bears liked Aguayo coming out of Florida State. A lot of teams did. I don't think.
Nobody liked him like the Buccaneers liked him.
No one liked him enough to trade two picks and move up in the draft to take him in the second round, but, you know, that's their problem. I think that with the Bears, he comes in as a guy that you claimed. He's got a strong leg, and they're hoping maybe a change of scenery helps him out because, I mean, there's talent there.
Teams submitted a claim?
I don't know. I didn't go that far because...
I'm just curious if this was an in-demand free agent or an in-demand waiver claim. I wonder, because the Bears with a bad record are going to win most of those.
Well, you got to remember, the Bears would be third, just like the draft order.
Right.
So you figure that when it comes to the Browns and the 49ers, Robbie Gould is with the 49ers there. So I think they just want competition. The theme of the 2017 offseason has been competition.
Except a quarterback.
But they do have competition at quarterback. I mean, think about it. They brought in three new guys, and... We're operating under the assumption, I think people get too confused with the words. These are not politicians talking. Their words are set in stone. You know the game of football. It's what have you done for me lately?
But is this closer to a Matt Flynn, Russell Wilson situation or, you know, was it a Chris Chandler, Steve McNair situation?
Well, after one game, you can't really tell. Now, if the
In terms of how they... would like this thing to go.
I don't think there's a preconceived notion. I think that you...
So if he outplays him in the training camp and the preseason, he could be the starter game one.
I think that when you consider the fact that this team has won 9 games over the last 2 years, when this regime looks at what happened to the previous regime, you know, the general manager was bounced after 3 years, the head coach was let go after 2,
I'm enthused if that's the case. I don't know if John Fox is ready to hand over.
However, a lot has to happen between now and when they're forced to make that decision. Number one, Trubisky would have to excel, not just be good. He'd have to be the kind of guy that you saw the other night against more complex defenses, because each level of the preseason gets a little bit more difficult, and Glennon would have to be terrible every single game going forward.
That'd be my question, though, Zach. How great does he have to? He can't just be good to Mike Glennon's below average, right? He's got to be great, and Mike Glennon's got to be awful for him to win this job, right?
I believe so, but there's also so many other factors that you have to take into account. What does the rest of the first unit look like? Because Mike Glennon wasn't the only problem with the first unit the other night. The Bears are a power running team that could not establish the run. And if you can't establish the run, I don't care who the quarterback is, they're going to look vulnerable out there. The wide receiving core leaves a little bit to be desired. You need to see more. When the ball hits you in the hands, you got to catch it. That's number one. We need to see more out
of Kevin. Tight ends too, by the way.
You need to see something, right. You need to see something out of Kevin White. I think that's it. You have to. You need to see something.
Did he dress? It didn't look like he dressed on Thursday. And I like him.
They keep talking about how the most important thing coming off those two traumatic leg surgeries, the most important thing for him is to be able to stack practices. It would be nice if you could hear more than just that.
The most important thing for him is to be running past people and catching touchdown passes.
There was a moment in that game where both Cameron Meredith and Kevin White were sent. And it was, I think the first look was in the middle, because it seemed like Mike Glennon's eyes were locked on in the middle of the field. And you got two guys. And it seemed to be one-on-one coverage on both guys. And Mike Glennon chose to go to Cam Meredith, who just misplayed a jump ball in terms of timing and going up and getting the ball.
He could have gotten that.
But if Kevin White is single covered, that's why you drafted him. You drafted him to give him a chance, as they say. Just give him a chance. And if we're not doing that at this stage, Zach, then I don't know how to feel. Like, I don't know how they feel about him. I don't know. You cover him. But if you get the look that you want, you know, it's just like baseball. You get the pitch that you want, basketball. You get the matchup that you want on a pick and roll. Kevin White gets the look that he wants. You have to throw him the football so you can just find out. Like, we need a baseline of whatever it is.
I think part of the problem taking on the team that they took on Thursday, you know, the Broncos have terrific cornerbacks.
Yeah.
And they do a great job of mugging you at the line of scrimmage. So that disrupts the pattern of what you're trying to do. And even John Fox mentioned that that's going in, they knew that would be a problem. And the only way, if this was a real game, the only way the Bears would have a chance against the Broncos defense, even without Von Miller, is you have to scheme. But you're not doing that in this game, so that was part of the issue. But to get back to your point about Trubisky working with the one, is Kyle Long playing? You know, I don't know if Kyle Long's going to be ready to go for the start of the regular season. We don't know.
That's where we're at now. I knew.
Are we there officially with the Bears saying that?
No.
You're speculating.
I'm not speculating. I said I don't know. Okay. So that's not a speculation. Right. It's just we don't know right now.
Usually means the 90% of the time we're already at this point. That means he's probably not going to start the regular season.
Right? Because we were talking about training camp, and then we started talking about preseason, and if it's starting to be...
And we're at the end of camp with still restricted practices.
This is different than the Pernell McPhee situation, where a guy was put on PUP. I mean, the fact that he's out there, he's participating in team drills, not as many as he'd like, but just listening to Kyle Long yesterday, he was at the podium, and he talked about the frustration of wanting to do more and being held back by the Bears' medical staff and training staff. And you can understand why, because they're not just trying to get him ready for game one against the Falcons on September 10th. They want to make sure that when he's out there for the entire season. But keep in mind, he's trying to overcome a significant ankle injury. You know, we haven't even talked about the upper body stuff that he was dealing with last year. And he's learning a new position with a new offensive line coach, meaning you have to work on new techniques. And Kyle was able to dominate opponents his first couple of years in the league when he was playing right guard because, quite frankly, he was just a freak of nature in terms of his physical prowess, his athleticism. But it's football. Guys get hurt. And when you get hurt, you have to learn to overcome. And what's the most important thing to do that? It comes down to technique. And it's hard to work on your technique when you're not on the field as much as
you. Well, he got himself kicked out of his most recent practice.
Yeah, today gets kicked out two separate fights, one conventional, one not so conventional.
What does that mean?
It's hard for me to explain. I'm going to try and do this delicately.
Jiu-jitsu or something?
No. Not the actual fighting.
Okay. I fight in the unconventional style.
just who he was fighting with.
Hammer claw.
One was in team drills, And one was in individual drills. The individual
stuff. Oh, he spread it around a little bit.
Yeah, the individual stuff is.
I'm gonna whoop your ass when we get on 11-on-11s. By the way,
and unconventionally too. Yeah. So, in the style of the drunken punch.
But this was the first one of camp, guys. And that's a little surprising that it took this long to have one.
Nobody's good enough to get mad at.
No, well,
that guy sucks. I'm not gonna get mad at him.
I would say that usually when you have competition across the board, that's when you see fights, and almost always for whatever reason, the last John Fox practice in Bourbonnais is always a memorable one. I remember his first one had, there was a center by the name of Will Montgomery that they brought over from Denver.
Free agent signing. He was supposed to be the guy, and he got hurt.
He got hurt, but he was going up against, at the time, remember Jeremiah Ratliff?
Yeah, Jay Ratliff.
Jay Ratliff, yeah. Yeah. The lunatic.
Guns and crazy thoughts.
Yeah, showed up screaming he was going to kill people at the practice facility.
Other than that, nice guy.
Allegedly. That may be one way to describe it.
And then they decided they weren't going to tell him when they couldn't find him and they weren't going to tell anybody.
Yeah, just had a madman around the building.
Yeah, by the way, there's a crazy person saying he's going to kill everybody. We're not going to let anybody know.
He could have beat up Zach. We had to take care of the people over there.
He would never beat me up. But I did see him get into it with a reporter once, but it was the reporter's fault.
Breaking news, Zach Zaman says that he'd whoop Jay Ratliff's ass. I think that's what that was just now.
I don't believe I heard that, but that's okay. You guys hear, I'm just going to say it, let the people decide. But I do think that...
That was another, you're saying a John Fox last practice situation.
And that was as physical of a practice as I've seen in my time in Bourbonnais. So for whatever reason, you know, they had the full pads on today. So we'll see. I mean, I think the last thing you want is to put your teammates in jeopardy.
Right.
And for Kyle, the problem is you're not getting a lot of reps as is.
And certainly don't want to put them on jeopardy either, because that's not going to go very well.
No, I disagree. I'll take Ben Broniker.
Okay.
You know, the Harvard grad with anybody. I'll take him
Sam
against
Macho.
You.
Against Burnsy?
In jeopardy?
Hey, let me tell you Broniker? Something right now.
Yeah. Harvard. He may be smarter than I am. I don't think he's Burnsy. Got
the guy studied
the
infectious diseases. He will create a vaccine to stop some of the things that scare the daylights out of you.
This is where Swaggy D comes out, because there's certain things you don't want to question with him. I sat there at the remote that we were at on Friday, and this dude had half a crossword puzzle finished, and I just mentioned to
it's
him.
It's not
like
a crossword puzzle.
All right, I apologize.
It's Sudoku and Ga from the score.
I just mentioned to him, Zach, I'm like, oh, you're halfway done here. And he goes, hey, this is damn good for, you know, me driving and thinking about answers. Like, he just went off.
Wait a minute.
And I'm like, he's like, you show me somebody who could do this damn puzzle as quick as I just did. I'm like, hey, man. I don't want no problems.
So you're telling me.
Swaggy D over here, there's certain things that you press a button, he is going to clown.
And you're comfortable with this? So you're talking, making a very cogent point on the air.
It's not
a traditional style crossword. It's couple of times
he
a year.
He didn't want you coming at
Rich
him
Rich Silvestri
at all.
Will publish a cryptic style crossword in the style of Emily Cox and Henry Rathman, who popularized it, where... where an answer, once you look at it, you can put it in a back channel in your head where you're not thinking about it, but there's a part of your brain that's working on it sort of on autopilot.
Hard. I wasn't even coming at him, though, Zach.
And sometimes you just all of a sudden, like you, it's hard to explain, but all
it's
of a sudden
mind.
You'll get like, you can kind of feel the answer emerging. While you're worried,
it's being birthed in his head.
Yeah, and then it's there, and you just write it in. Like if I'm driving, I'll pull over.
Thank goodness
to write something in, because with one of those puzzles, you won't.
So, yeah,
you won't know.
Don't you bring that Ben Broniker madness?
You don't know what the answer is.
I've not realized that Dustin Hoffman is going to end up playing. Well,
like, I can't articulate the way cryptic puzzles are solved. It's
I
not
saw
just
that
like
man
see
respond
it,
in a way right. that I have never seen him before, and I've been around this idiot for damn near a decade. No, more than 10 years now. He was like, you show me somebody who can do this as quickly as I'm like, hey, I was just commenting. Like, it was like a hello. I was like, hey, got half your crossword puzzle finished. And he was like, oh, yeah, you show me somebody who can do this damn. I'm like, hey, man, you're the smartest man in the room. I don't want no problems. Hands up. Yeah. So don't you bring that Ben Broniker madness in here with his infectious disease studies.
I'm a football guy. I'm competitive. Now really want to see Ben Broniker.
Can we come back and finish up this? With Zach, you got something to do here, Zach?
Yeah, we have Nuggets tidbits. We got all this.
Yeah, let's
all right, come back and finish.
All right, let's do that. This segment brought to you by
Volvo.
We're
gonna donut hole Zach.
get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing during Volvo's midsummer sales event. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details on this limited time offer. More Bears information straight ahead on The Score.
Fans, listen to Joe Madden in front of a live studio audience at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage tomorrow at noon during the Spiegel and Parkin Show.
We want all of our guys to leave the box hot. You know, the home run and the way the guys pimp them these days, they just feel the need to not leave quickly, and we're trying to get rid of that.
Hear Joe's insight on the Cubs as they head into the home stretch of the regular season only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Lunch provided by Texas de Brazil.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. The NFL's investigation into Ezekiel Elliott's domestic violence allegations had been going on for so long, it was hard to believe that it was ever going to end, but it did on Friday with the announcement that he'll be suspended for 6 games. It's a stunner to a team coming off a 13-win season, but if your first reaction is what Elliott allegedly beating a woman on multiple occasions means for the Cowboys' backfield and your fantasy football draft, I strongly suggest you sit this one out. So, does the punishment fit the crime? And especially in this case, we're prosecutors have not pursued criminal charges. The answer is, if what the league says is true, then he truly does deserve that suspension. Look, this guy didn't get it at Ohio State, and he still doesn't get it in Dallas, because he had issues then, and he obviously still has them right now. And if a 6-game suspension does not get his attention, then absolutely nothing will. I'm Jim Rome.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of 5-star reviews, and even 3 U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS. Bullandbranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I am confident that Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease were the best offer the White Sox could have gotten for Quintana, but I also believe that if Hawk were still the GM, they would have made
that deal. Oh, boy, he would never make that. Hang up on him. Lose this number.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mitch Trubisky, you balance like competition. You want that job and then your relationship with the other guys.
I think it's just being respectful and being a professional. I mean, that's just how I carry myself. I'm never going to cross the line. It's all in the nature of competition.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta. Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Don't come to wrong, inappropriate, illogical judgments about what happened with the Bears. It's just another chapter for this 34-year-old version of Cutler with his torn labrum and all his broken bones and all his concussions. Don't be
that guy.
Dumb.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm offer.
Cubs fans, get your tickets now to dive into the Cubs season with Jose Quintana.
Swing and a miss, strike three. That's 11 strikeouts.
And Ian Happ.
That ball's got a chance. Gone! Ian Happ to the opposite field.
At the Cubs On Deck Lunch Series, presented by Xfinity, AZEK, and Office Revolution. 670 The Score's Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins will broadcast live 9 a.m. to 1 from Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse as they host Quintana and Happ from noon to 1 on Wednesday, August 30th. Pull back the curtain and find out what's next for the Cubs as you get a rare look inside the team. Get your tickets now before they're sold out. VIP and general admission tickets are on sale now at 670thescore.com/ondeck.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, piece of work, man.
Zach,
absolutely.
And people have been able to watch on Facebook Live,
wow.
Zach, you know, doing things during a commercial break.
Oh, really?
And how animated
doing
he is.
Doing things.
Yeah.
And all the off-the-record fun?
No, they don't hear it, but they can see you. Zach, see, that's you right there, buddy.
Boy, yeah, I never realized that I am an extremely handsome man compared to you guys, of course. I mean,
this guy. Yeah, but you're looking good, man. Your shoulders are nice.
Oh, by the way, while you're here.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I really want to know who's taller.
See, this is it. Oh, this is the face he had with the crossword puzzle.
Jason,
I'm taller.
Who cares? Side by side. It might be like a quarter inch to Dan.
Congratulations, Dan.
Okay, thank you.
But Dan's also got... His soles are a little bit thicker than yours are.
I don't wear lifts in my
900s.
Shoes like you.
Yeah,
and
your soles.
These are the Howie Longs.
Yeah, you guys, they are. Yeah. You guys got to go barefoot. I think. I think we should do the combine with you two right now.
I'm willing to concede anything to Dan than do a combine with Dan Bernstein.
Worth the time. All right,
you got stuff you wanted to get to.
No, but it was funny because again, I did see Garrett Wolf, and you know, football players know, and Garrett still thinks that I'm taller than you, that's fine.
As good at that as he was at football.
Listen, they need more special teamers like him.
Oh Jesus.
Okay.
No, please call me Zach. All right, so there was an injury today on the practice field. John Fox said he had not, Prince Amukamara, he said that Prince Amukamara left practice early with some sort of injury that's undisclosed. He hadn't had a chance to check up on him. But the reason I bring that up is we spent a lot of time talking about...
He knows exactly what it is, and Fox won't say because he can't. He'll be trampled by a wildebeest or something.
The Falcons will have, you know...
Think about every...
The information.
Right now, hey, you were down in Atlanta. You know the Falcons are listening to The Score.
Yeah. They're not even listening to 92.90 Game. They're listening to The Score.
You're big in Atlanta.
I wish.
Everyone's listening. So I think...
I hate you right now.
So who steps thing now?
Well, no, I don't know. We don't know. They have an off day tomorrow. Then they come back and practice at Halas Hall on Wednesday. But, you know, I think that we've spent so much time talking about, you know, training camp starts 2017. And Tanner Gentry, rightfully so, he's made some ridiculously athletic catches all throughout training camp. He's gotten a lot of the pub from that standpoint. But there are also, in my opinion, stars that you that are going to help you immediately, and Prince Amukamara is one of them. Both Prince Amukamara and Marcus Cooper, when they've been out there, they've given that secondary a completely different look, guys, than what we saw last year. And it's going to give Vic Fangio an opportunity to disguise some things and maybe do a little bit more defensively than he was able to over his first 2 years as Bears coordinator. And he's as good as it gets in terms of knowing what to call and when to call it. So to me, those two guys on the ends are huge for the Bears.
Okay, what else? Nuggets and tidbits and stuff.
All right, number one is the number of Roberto Aguayo.
He had a weird number at Florida State. Wasn't it like 90-something or 80-something?
I don't know. I didn't follow his career at Florida State. I knew he was.
He was a damn good kicker. I mean, he was.
Is that a big deal for a Bear to wear number one?
No, it's a nugget and a tidbit. The numbers are big. Every time I put that out on Twitter, people go crazy.
Well, the D-Rose people are going to definitely have a problem with that.
Mark Sanchez.
They're still out there.
Mark Sanchez, again, did not practice today as he recovers from that bruised ankle.
Is he still handsome?
He's as handsome of a quarterback as the Bears have had in my time covering the team.
It's probably ever. He's the best looking Bears quarterback of all time.
Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez is a beautiful man.
Okay.
And I'm secure in saying that.
Cutler had the best hair.
But like he came with floater face and got skinnier as the time went along.
But remember, Mike Glennon's here and it's gonna make anybody look.
Yeah.
There you go again. You're allowing. Don't judge the book by the cover. You know.
We're talking about the cover. That's the point of discussion.
Right? Yeah. Mike's not a cute man.
Can we get back to football? That's a theme.
Back to the open.
The scouting report. Negatives. I'm
covering the X's and O's, not the XY stuff.
Thank you so much, Zach. Oh, we appreciate you, and thank you for Robert Aguayo's number.
Are you coming out to Mount Prospect on Thursday night?
I am not.
You should.
What's happening there?
Bears are practicing at Prospect High School.
Why would I do that?
It's different.
I mean, is there going to be availability or?
Yes, there is availability after practice. But I mean, you can also watch the practice. Are
they going to do things that they would normally do if? Because what can I? Oh, before I know we got to get to an update. But what happens when they practice and then they go and look at film and then when we're leaving, getting ready to come back north here, they're back out on the field? What happens?
Is that special teams practice?
No, so after.
No, but like the entire team's out there.
It's called a walkthrough.
But
what happens is when.
But
after practice, you get your treatment, all that kind of stuff. Then you go out and you get food. That's recovery's a big part of what they try to do with the Bears.
So
and
it's simply a walkthrough.
It's a walkthrough.
Oh. But they're all dressed up.
Yeah, they are. They're all because, shells.
Yeah, that's a walkthrough.
Okay. I think sometimes, like, oh, look, they put on the fake practice for the people, and then they go back and do the real things in the walkthrough.
Not at training camp. I mean, really...
They're throwing a frisbee at one point.
There are limited tickets available for that practice at Prospect High School. I guess it's available on their website. But the reason I bring it up is it will be the last time that a Bears practice is open to the public.
Oh, get them while
really
you can.
I don't think you'll want to watch much of it. I mean, it's hard enough on Sundays.
Not everybody has the same love for football that Zach does. Just let him shine right now.
And why are you...
Wow. Oh, see where the voice went?
Why are you turning the light down on football?
No, Zach, thank you so much for your time, brother.
Thanks, Zach.
Scoreboard update.
3:32, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves individual tickets go on sale Friday morning at 11 o'clock for the home opener. That's coming up on October 14th, and the remainder of the season, visit ChicagoWolves.com for the complete schedule. Baseball returns here to Wrigley Field this evening as the Cubs open up a 7-game homestand. The Cincinnati Reds here for the next 4 days. The Cubs currently leading the Central by 1 game over second place St. Louis. And here is Joe Maddon's lineup for tonight. Jay will lead off and be in center field, followed by Bryant at third, Rizzo at first. Zobrist will play second base tonight and hit cleanup. Then come Schwarber in left, Avila, catching, Hayward in right, Baez at short, and Jose Quintana will be on the mound. As for the White Sox, they're off today and back in action tomorrow out in Los Angeles facing the Dodgers. Pro football, the Bears had their last practice this morning down in Bourbonnais, and it was actually cut short by a pair of skirmishes involving Kyle Long. And in college football, longtime Arkansas coach Frank Broyles passed away today at the age of 92. Shell thinks you deserve to be rewarded today with instant gold status. That means you can save on every fill every day at Shell. So come and get your instant gold status. Just join the Fuel Rewards program at fuelrewards.com/gold or download the app. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast coming your way later this evening. It begins at 6:30 with Mark Rohde's pregame show, and then followed by the game here against the Reds at Wrigley, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Minute Mart.
Sometimes you make bad decisions.
Try this ghost pepper.
Well, sure, I eat spicy stuff all the...
Luckily, Minute Mart has any size cool cup for 99 cents.
Better.
Refill now.
Minute Mart. Live life in the go.
Garrett Wolf's family apparently is texting the show, Rao.
Messing with him.
Garrett Wolf had 282 yards on 72 carries for the Bears. That's not horrible. They drafted him and never used him. Whatever. Garrett is a nice enough young man. He's actually like a promoter in the city and does a lot of stuff in terms of the nightlife and the high society members that walk around. You know, Jerry Azuma's a very fancy man, and they put on parties together.
What does a promoter do?
Just to throw events. You know, there's a lot of secret parties, not like how you may be thinking a secret party is, but, you know, there's certain parties that are built for networking and all those kinds of things.
So the promoter gets paid by the venue or by...
Percentage, you know, you get percentage of the bar, percentage of the door, that kind of thing. And there's a lot of really nice pop-up venues in this city where you walk into it and it looks like a factory. Next thing you know, Nike has done it a couple of times with their sneakeasies instead of speakeasies. Where it's, you know, it's a garage the day before, and then the next day it's got a bar in the middle and a DJ booth in the sky, and it's
a rave with a permit.
And less drugs.
Okay.
And white people.
You mean less white people?
Less drugged out white people.
Okay.
Like, I've never been to a rave, so I've never lived close enough to a barn to have experienced a rave. Never. You got to walk up with like an egg and, you know, say, hey, this is the secret code or whatever. I've been to a
rave machine.
I've been to something called a lock-in.
A lock-in?
Yes. And I did not know I was going to that.
What does that mean?
Where you walk into a warehouse, and Tony, do you know what I'm speaking of?
No.
Oh, okay. Where you walk into like a warehouse, and next thing you know, you are surrounded by like 50 strippers. And it's like, oh, and that's what it is.
Anything goes.
No, I don't know about the anything. Anything goes when it comes. No, but Hennessy is very prevalent. I don't think they sponsor them, but like, you know, one I went to.
Lock in.
Yeah. See, I'm just giving away the game for free 99.
I think I've been to
right
a locks in before where you go and the strippers show up with smoked salmon. You want regular or Nova? It's nice.
Bagels and Bialy. Yeah, yeah. It's in the middle of Skokie. It's at some dude named Norm's Garage.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, my God. Now you got me
thinking. There's always plenty of food.
You think of the Jewish lock-ins. Sam Rosen's there
That's the old joke. And it's, you know, the guy's 90th birthday party, and the stripper jumps out of the cake, and she goes, Marty Adelman, I'm going to give you super sex. And he goes, I'll take the soup. This segment brought to you
so cute
by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free.
This is the number one show amongst white nationalists in not only the city, but in the country.
Which means, you know what we're going to do next?
What's that?
We're going to talk racing.
Uh-oh. Is it Kurt?
We're going to talk racing with the irascible Kurt Busch.
I don't know why we're talking like this, because Kurt doesn't talk like this.
I don't know either. We'll talk to Kurt. We're sure going to talk fun, because it's racing we're going to trade some paint. Oh, I have no idea what I'm going to ask him.
Me neither. I'm going to go look that up right
figure
now.
Figure it out during the damn break.
I know people think they're like, oh, they got things that the night before. Nope. I'm going to go read some things right now and then ask Kurt Busch some questions.
I'm going to get on Wikipedia and come up with an interview question.
Dan Burstein, Jason Goff. It was the Burstein and Goff Show. I don't know why. On 670 The Score.
Cubs fans, get your tickets now for the Cubs On Deck Lunch Series with Jose Quintana and Ian Happ August 30th from noon to 1. Presented by Xfinity, AZEK, and Office Revolution. Hosted by The Score's Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins live from Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse. This is your chance to get a rare look inside the team. So get your tickets now before they're sold out. VIP and general admission tickets are on sale now at 670thescore.com/ondeck.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
The famed Arlington Million may be over, but the exciting racing season is not, with plenty of fun events and exciting racing yet to come. This weekend at Arlington is a first-ever whiskey and spirit tasting. Also coming up over the next couple of months is the always popular Party in the Park After Dark and the second Binney's Wine Tasting event in September. All that, and who knows, maybe you'll get lucky and win a few bucks with edge of your seat excitement on the track. Arlington, running through September 23rd. For tickets and a rundown of events, go to arlingtonpark.com.
Things you shouldn't try to do yourself. Electrical work. Tree removal. Plumbing. Renting your house.
I'm moving right now, but no background checks, okay?
There's a better way to rent your home, and it's called Renter's Warehouse. We invented the whole concept of rent-a-state. Perfect pricing, full-blast marketing, quality tenant matching, 24/7 property management, a whole team of professional landlords who get the job done faster and better. We handle the paperwork, collect the rent, answer those 3 a.m. phone calls, and find quality tenants in just 2 weeks. That's over three times faster than most people can do it on their own. And hey, are you telling me you could write a catchy jingle like this?
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Say goodbye to DIY. Get a free rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS. bullandbranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
There's a reason that Sunrise Chevy has received so many awards, like the Exclusive Mark of Excellence Award from Chevy, or the 2017 Consumer Satisfaction Award from DealRater, or an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, or even their 4.5-star rating on Google. And Sunrise Chevy wants you to know it's customers like you that are the reason they are such big winners. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, they really are the bright way to buy. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com and tell them Jason sent you. Find new roads.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required. U.S. only.
Ready? Okay.
We got paper. Yes, we do. Wide rolled notebooks, pencils, glue. We got crayons, every hue. School supplies for your whole crew.
Target's got everything you need to ready, set, go back to school.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mitch Trubisky, you balance like competition. You want that job and then your relationship with the other guys.
I think it's just being respectful and being a professional. I mean, that's just how I'm carrying myself. I'm never going to cross the line. It's all in the nature of competition.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I am confident that Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease were the best offer the White Sox could have gotten for Quintana, but I also believe that if Hawk were still the GM, they would have made
that
deal.
Oh, boy, he would never have made that. Hang up on him. Lose this number.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Shout out to all the people with Facebook Live in the chat room. It's settled down a bit.
Has it?
Because, you know, I'm not espousing or elaborating on my weird notions of people striking down.
People not being Nazis.
Racism. Yeah. Yeah.
How about how the Klan is bad?
Yeah. That my politics apparently have been put away by saying,
stop with your politics. I like the Klan. I like Nazis. I came here for sports.
Yeah. And I just tweeted out the link from Transition today if you didn't hear it. Really proud to be a part of that with the three other men that were in the room at the time, just talking about what happened this weekend and what continues to happen in this country. So, and shout out to you cowards who did exactly what I told you not to do and what I thought you would do anyway, which is call our office manager. By the way, only thing that does is block the UPS and FedEx drivers who call to say they have a package downstairs or a visitor downstairs. You're really not getting through to anyone. Veronica does a terrific job of making sure this place is run smoothly, but she does not have the power to hire or fire anyone. Shout out to you, Veronica. I don't know. Maybe your pay grade has changed, but the people out there who have been cursing out our office manager, thinking that it's going to change something, we give out the phone number at least 50 times a show. Stop being a coward. I know that it is something that you have probably been doing behind closed doors for a long time. You go to work and you're weird and awkward, and then you go home and you're a coward. You can be that tough guy either on the text line or even better on the phone lines, because we give out the phone all the time. Stop calling our office manager. But it kind of,
I didn't know that
it's
happened.
It's the profile, actually. You know, tough guys who want to scream at a lady, because the same guys are doing it. So tough guys who feel like they can badger a young lady who's just doing their job. It fits the profile. So enjoy that. We're always here to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about.
Yes, we had an interview scheduled at this point with Kurt Busch, the winner of the 2017 Daytona 500. Mm-hmm. And I hope to have a conversation mm-hmm. with him at some point.
I can do more prep now.
Gives us more time to find out who he is and what he does.
Hey, he's a winner. All right. He drives cars very fast, and yep. He's a winner.
And has always found himself in the center of controversy. He's expressive.
You know how I feel. I feel like the NHL has missed out on a real opportunity to get eyes on their sport by doing what NASCAR used to do, is pretty much say, hey, we know what you want to watch, and we're here for you. And I'm not saying all those people think that way, but there's been a steady decline, I believe, in NASCAR interaction and fan investment, because it's being thought of as not the, you know, not the old stars and bars, Confederate flag kind of NASCAR that people used to love.
It's not, but, you know, sometimes, you know, we know conflict sells, and maybe it's the kind of thing that they would want to play up to get some eyes on the sport and get people weighing in with their hot sports takes on everything that's going on. And Kurt Busch now joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. You can follow him at Kurt Busch. Hello, Kurt. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
So, 2018, on a fast forward to that, you'll be looking for a ride. Why is that happening?
My team chose to elect not to pick up my option, so I'm a free agent. And talking with other teams, there's solid and good interest out there. And I've got a great relationship with Monster Energy, which is one of the primary sponsors on my car. It's just a numbers game, and in the way that it looks, there's a few options out there, so I don't know what 2018 looks like just yet.
NASCAR free agency, is it anything like NBA free agency where they will take you to various clubs and also make you eat the finest of steaks in big cities?
Yeah, what's the recruitment process like?
It's similar, but ours is more underground, because as soon as one person sees you, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, Kurt Busch was in Cleveland, you know, or LeBron was going down to Miami, you know, and then it just goes like wildfire, and then it just sidetracks things. I just want the 41 guys on my current Stewart Haas team to stay focused and to know that their quarterback is in this to win this. And we've got our playoffs coming up, and we're in Chicagoland promoting the race. We got a test session the next 2 days, and we just need to stay business as usual and stay focused on the task.
How does winning the Daytona 500, you've won all sorts of other races and playoffs and championships and cups and things, but how is it different now being, for the rest of your life, a winner of the Daytona 500?
It's an incredible feeling, incredible moment, and the culmination of so much hard work. And when you win the Daytona 500, you're winning a championship in reverse. It's the biggest race of the year, and it's first. And then you get like a year-long celebration with it, versus winning a championship at the end, and then boom, you're done. You know, you might have 1 week of media and celebration afterwards, and then it's a parade, and then you're done. The Daytona 500 all year long. It's very special, and it's a very prestigious race to win. And I'm glad I've had the chance to etch my name into the Harley J. Earl Trophy.
You mentioned your relationship with Monster Energy. They're also the big sponsor of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup here at Chicagoland Speedway. It's called the Tales of the Turtles 400, as Scott Paddock told us some weeks ago. And I remember going back, there was a time when some racers were trying to figure out how that track was going to play when it was still a new track, and they're getting the second groove up there up top. When you think about Chicagoland Speedway relative to other tracks and the strategy involved, what's a conventional wisdom for what kind of racing style wins, how aggressive or how conservative?
Chicago's turned into a great track. You know, first few years with the fresh asphalt, you know, it was just a one groove track, all about high speeds. Now it's widened out, and you know, it's similar to golf courses. You know, right when they're first built, they got to settle in, and the greens have to come true, the trees grow and block some of the proper lines. And now this course, Chicagoland Speedway, any groove you choose, high groove, middle groove, high groove, all over the track, there's grip, and you can draft with guys down the straightaways. I tell you, it sister track is like Atlanta and the championship finale down in Homestead, which are mile-and-a-half racetracks with worn-out asphalt, and you really got to find the right downforce levels to be competitive.
Kurt, I laugh at dudes who think that NASCAR drivers and drivers in general aren't athletes, because the forces that are going on inside that car for a couple of hours are ridiculous. The sports science stuff has done a great job at kind of breaking down some of the things that you guys have to do when you're in the off season to get ready for a season. But what is your training regimen like, and how has it changed over the years with some of the new technologies?
It's tough, man. The cars are 130 degrees on a summer day, and you're in there for 3 hours, and hydration is key. If you're dehydrated, it's game over. You lose focus. You're actually putting your body at harm, because if you have an impact, the fluid that's around your brain isn't firm, and it doesn't help protect you in an impact. Strength training is important. Cardiovascular is key. You have to run. You have to bike. I live on a lake, and I get out there in my kayak for upper body strength. And then my wife, she plays polo, and so she's always into strength training and doing some yoga. And I mix it up. You have to train different muscles, and you have to bring in breathing and stretching as well, because you got to stay stretched properly so that your muscles can hydrate and have the proper proper hydration for the end of the races.
Wait, polo or water polo?
Wow. Polo. She's on a horseback, swinging a mallet, and she's out there very competitive. It's fun to watch her play.
How much
land do the Bushes have that this can be, you know, something that can continue? Like, does she train around the house or like in the backyard? Like, how much land you got there, Kurt, that you can actually have a polo training session before a big match?
Hey guys, don't push these horses on me. Her dad owns the horses, so I'm not an owner in that game.
Okay,
but they're on their family farm in Virginia, and then what works out perfect is my off season kicks in around Thanksgiving, and the polo season fires up in January down in the Florida area, and that's where different players from all over the world go down to compete. And the big heavy month down in Florida is April, but that's when my season starts kicking back off.
The only horses he has are under the hood. Oh, come gosh. On now. But it's, if Wikipedia is to be believed, you are a Cubs fan, and I'm wondering how that comes about for a guy whose Cubs or Chicago connections I'm not able to ferret out with any detective work here.
My father is from Schaumburg, and my mom's from Rolling Meadows, and they both went to the Arlington Heights High School back in the 70s. Okay. And I grew up in Vegas as a WGN baby.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
And you got your payoff. I don't know if you're able to make it to any games. I don't know if you're coming in early or gonna try to get to a game. And this homestand, you say that there's going to be some, you know, a couple days checking things out. I don't know. Do you make a pilgrimage every once in a while?
Oh, absolutely. Every year that I've been on my NASCAR circuit, I make sure I find one home game at Wrigley and one road game a year. I got to game 5 of the World Series last year here in Wrigley, and it fulfilled every Cubs misery that I had been through before and ages before me had been through. I just couldn't be prouder to be a Cub fan in this day and age, especially when Ricketts bought the team and Theo Epstein took control. I've been a lifelong Cubs fan, but I'm only 39 years old. My grandmother didn't even get to see them win a World Series. She passed away last year. It's really neat to be a Cub fan and to share experiences like we all have, and to go through the days of Harry Carey as our play-by-play announcer, and the new era that we're in now with Madden and this team that's out on the field. It's really exciting.
All right, so perfect question then to ask you. How do you compare and contrast the feeling of being a professional athlete and winning a prestigious championship like the Daytona 500 with the feeling of at the same age of being a fan of a team? How would you differentiate those feelings and where those feelings fit as far as fulfillment for you personally?
That is a tough question to answer. I mean, when you're a fan of a team and, you know, I'm approaching 40, let's say that 30 years of being a solid Cub fan and they win the World Series. And for me to win the Daytona 500 this year after 17 times of trying and winning it finally, there are so many parallels, but yet at the same time, when I'm one with my team and that synergy of driving the car and I'm the quarterback out on the field, you know, I'm the driver in the seat and I've got to communicate to the team what the car's handling like. I'm making decisions out on the racetrack, you know, months of preparation to build that car and to build that engine to win. It's way different than sitting at home on the couch watching game 7 with a cold beer and watching the Cubs win the World Series. But there are parallels, and because of the team aspect of what I understand it takes to make a successful team. And you could see all the elements coming together. With the way that the young bats and the old arms were together, and Madden was the mad scientist but behind it all, making all the right calls. Right. Very cool. Very similar.
All right, Kurt, you're trying to take our jobs now. You got to go, man. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. And you gained a fan in me because, you know, you seem like a normal dude who just happens to be super special at something, and you're not scared to put hands on people. So we appreciate you, Kurt Busch.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate having me on, and it's a good time to be a Cub fan, that's for sure.
Kurt, so, thank you.
If you're not at the Cubs game, you got to come out to Chicagoland Speedway, and I think there's still tickets available for our race, so come on out.
Sunday, nice. September 17th. Kurt, thanks.
You got it, guys. Take care.
That is the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Tales of the Turtles 400, in which he will be participating.
That was painless.
Yeah. A segment brought to you by Dell. Save big during Dell's Black Friday and July sale. Get all the tech you need, including the latest Dell PCs with Intel Core processors. Just call 800-BUY-DELL. Next up, in other news.
Yes.
I have a terrifying animal, okay, and I have one of my favorite kinds of stories. If you know me well, and if you've been listening to our various segments of this mm-hmm. type going mm-hmm. back a couple of decades, you know anytime I see one of these stories, I always revel in it, as I will do again.
All right, Marshawn Lynch, Kevin Durant, JaMychal Finley. Those three you'll all hear right. from me.
You'll handle the sports-a-roo.
In other news coming up next right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show, 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Mitch Trubisky, you balance like competition. You want that job and then your relationship with the other guys.
I think it's just being respectful and being a professional. I mean, that's just how I'm carrying myself. I'm never going to cross the line. It's all in the nature of competition.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You know why your phone bill is beating you over the head? Because you leave the house and there are not enough hotspots, and you got to surf the web. You got to get on Twitter. You got to get on YouTube or do whatever you do on your phone. Well, Xfinity Wi-Fi is a network of hotspots that keeps you connected to the internet around town.